Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tim McIntosh. Batting ninth. The second baseman, William Suero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Listach strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops it up and throws to first, with Navarro covering, for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Lofton, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Lofton steals home. It's 1-0, Indians. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bichette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cook fires to first and has Bichette trapped. There's the throw to Berga, who tags Bichette for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McIntosh hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. William Suero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suero hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ortiz takes first base on ball four. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fermin takes first base on ball four. Ortiz moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Navarro spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Navarro. Ortiz moves to third. Fermin moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to home to get Ortiz. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fermin scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Listach moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a line drive for a single. There goes Lewis trying to get to home. Bichette throws the ball into Allenson, who tags Lewis, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ortiz moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Andy Allenson. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McIntosh is 0 for 1 in the game. McIntosh hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff now catching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. William Suero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suero is 0 for 1 in the game. Suero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor bunts for a single. Suero moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach bunts towards the mound. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Suero moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suero tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Ted Power now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento juggles the ball. That's an error on Sorrento. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McIntosh is 0 for 2 in the game. McIntosh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Darrell Hamilton pinch hits for William Suero. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Furman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground for a single. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ortiz. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Listach applying the tag. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach bunts towards the mound. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Listach steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Power Listach moves to third. Yount moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. Berga tags and moves to third. Whiten tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Austin now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar is walked intentionally. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a pop-up towards first. McIntosh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Furman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McIntosh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ortiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.